all you assholes come and listen to us. It's last week on Keith and the Girl. Welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. And you're Keith and Hemda. Hi.
Hi, I'm Keith.
And I'm Hemda.
Yeah. I know three feelings.
I have all the feelings and too many, and I can't get by.
I think there's too many of feelings, but I only know four, so I guess five is crazy much?
My keys fell off the table and it fell on the floor, so that must mean something deep as fuck. I'm Hemda. Remember?
Yeah. I'm Keith. You're under arrest. I'm Hemda. Let me help you with that.
And I still don't know what the situation was. Was it about opening a door? Who knows? I saw this, Bianca. Your organs seem to be, Bianca has leukemia, of course, unremarkable. Fucking unremarkable.
My brain. Parts of my brain okay. Remain unremarkable. Congrats. Thank you very much. Thank you. She did it, folks. Yeah, I mean, health-wise, like, I feel very honored that Rod on last week compared my episode to the Michael Jordan flu game, which is very high praise. Turns out I had this thing, this overactive thyroid problem. They thought it was another autoimmune disease called Graves disease, which is when your thyroid goes haywire.
Why would you call it that? Why?
Tombstone was taken.
Some guy named Graves is like, no, it must be my name.
I know. He's aww. Like, I don't care how it makes them feel.
Feelings aren't facts.
It. Feelings aren't facts,
right.
Your thyroid hormone gets like, your thyroid goes in overdrive. It spits out this hormone like bam, bam, bam. And that hormone affects your heart. So your heart, starts to beat really fast. So for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, my resting heart rate was like 130 beats per minute.
Where is that like running amount?
It's like a running amount. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was just out of breath.
Ugh.
For every second.
You happen to be wearing a running shirt right now. Is that a plan? Like if anybody sees you, like, oh, she's just constantly running.
Yeah. No, but I've been hitting the gym a lot. So okay. I've been, you know, doing the athletic clothing thing. But so my heart was going pitter patter in my chest. And, I became very anemic, so it was just a mess. My mom came down, but then I just found out that it's probably not Graves' disease, which is great news. It's only viral thyroiditis. Yay! Mm. Which means that I got some sort of a weird virus. Didn't show up on any of like the nasal swab tests, but what it did do was make my thyroid go nuts for a while, but it should go away on its own.
So it's a temporary disease or yeah.
They think it's not the chronic Graves disease, but just viral thyroiditis.
That is pretty scary to not be able to breathe. I imagine a lot of things are running through your head now. It feels like
I can imagine it too.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Keith.
Breathing isn't good.
Your feelings first. I was getting to something, but no, please. Why am I being redundant? Keith?
I think breathing is bad, too.
Shit, I wish I thought of that. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you are anxious, you can't breathe, kind of. And when you can't breathe, you get kind of anxious, you know?
Did you have the thought of death? Because that's what I was really getting to. Like, did it?
No, it just, I felt just winded all the time. Mm. Like I would be putting on my shirt and have to sit down. And then I'd be putting on my pants and have to sit down again. Like everything just took me way longer because I had to catch my breath and recover. And I was very like tremulous and yeah. So that's why my mom came down because I was like, well, I can't really like walk to the store without like having to stop 1,000 times. Mm. And I couldn't like walk up one flight of stairs without having to sit, you know, in a chair and like for like 5 minutes. So it was pretty annoying.
When they test you for things, do you ask for like more tests? Like they're swabbing your nose and like, just go higher then. Because you're not fine. Do you need me to shit in something?
Well, you joke, but they gave me a stool kit to take home so that I could bring some shit in. And they're doing an ultrasound on my thyroid tomorrow. And they're giving me an echocardiogram on my heart on Thursday. So
many gifts.
You're right.
They are. I've had to take a
stool sample, and it's, you know, you don't realize like poop is warm. You know, you got to aim the cup while it's happening, and you got to like manipulate it enough to like get it. And I didn't want to take it on the train. I took a bike, so now I'm biking with the shit in a cup in the basket.
I know. I've been there.
And then you got to find who to hand it to.
Exactly.
You know? Hi, I have shit here. Yeah.
I was once at the lab, one of the labs I go to get my blood drawn in Brooklyn. And this older guy came in whose name was like Vito Salvatore or something. And he was like, trying to drop off his stool sample, but they kept saying, oh, we don't have an order here for that test because it was supposed to be dropped off yesterday. And he was essentially having to explain to the desk, like, I didn't have to shit yesterday. I tried and I couldn't do it. So I went today and I brought it here today. And I'm just looking to offload this little piece of shit. Okay?
Right. There's got to be an intermittent room, right? Yeah.
And they're weird like, to walk into a building and go, what floor do I drop shit off?
And then they're like, okay, well, we can contact the doctor and see if they can write an order for today. And he's like, yeah, please do. I'll just be over here.
You know, like, there's something.
My poop will be in my backpack. I don't know what you want me to say.
There are some things that doctors are so used to that they forget to tell you the steps of it. They're so constantly important. Even with pee, like, yes, you probably can pee while you're in the office. So that's probably what you're doing, right? So you go in there. I've peed. And then I'm like, shit, I never asked them, no pun, yes pun, I never asked them where to put the pee after. So I'm walking around the halls and they're like, oh, there's a little thing that you push a button and the little door opens and then you put your pee there. And I'm like, words that should come before there's pee in my hand. Please, please write it on the wall in the bathroom. Push here.
I love walking around with my pee at this point.
It's powerful.
It's so warm.
I put to it up and do like a cheers to people as I'm walking by.
And then go, just kidding, it's my pee.
Because I'm like, look, it's so much pee. I did it. I did it.
Do you stop at the line or you go over just to prove a point?
Well, there's been a couple times where I couldn't get anything out.
Right.
And have you ever had to do a clean catch sample?
Explain. I'll like do it halfway through.
Well, that's part of it. But also a clean catch sample, they give you four different little wipes. So they give you one wipe that's soap and you have to wipe your whole vagina with it.
Oh my God.
And then they give you instructions like you part your vagina and you have to use one wipe to wipe one side of your labia.
Stop it.
Throw it away. One wipe to wipe the left side of your labia and then one wipe to wipe down the middle. And then you pee, wait, you know, and then do it in the middle of the stream. No, and it has to be a clean catch is what they call it.
No, I don't think I had to do that.
I haven't had to do that, but I know if I had to do that, I'd be thinking the entire time, like, I'm doing it wrong.
Exactly.
Right. I can't see this. I'm guessing if you want me to do this right, I imagine you have to do that.
I just stand, I pull my pants down around my ankles. I stand up and I lay everything on the sink, like, and the mirror is low enough that I can see my open vagina that I'm opening in, and then I just do it like while I'm watching in the mirror.
Wow.
And then they're like, hey, you okay in there? Like, yeah, I'm trying to do it right.
What?
I want to give you a clean catch.
How much time before they check on you? Don't worry, I didn't fall.
This one was a while because I was kind of lollygagging.
Have you seen your vagina before? Or is it a shocking day? Yeah, I don't know. Some women don't, I heard.
I don't.
I've looked at her. I've been looking at her.
Okay.
A long time. She's a big part of my identity.
Right. Okay, good. Good.
So that's the medical update. Right. So, you know, the beat goes on.
Mm-hmm. Beat goes
and sometimes
on.
It goes
fast.
130 beats per minute. But
it's like you're working out without going to the gym.
Exactly.
Boom.
But enough about the medical details. I'm going to have to give you what the audience wants to hear from me, which is I gave 10,000 blowjobs.
Oh, you had a boring week?
I had a boring week just because I was kind of under the weather.
Right.
I gave 9 blowjobs to 5 different guys.
Wow.
One of them was married. One of them held me at gunpoint. One of them was roadhead, but in a monster truck rally. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, what I love is to just like be of service to some of the nation's most degenerate people and just make them feel good because it makes me feel powerful. So I spend a lot of time doing that. cum just flowing down my throat, big ribbons. Of course I swallow it. And I swallow it because I don't like the taste, you know? So what else would I do with it? And then I prefer not to finish partners because really it's all about them. And I wish them well. I wish their wives well. I wish their kids well. I wish. So, yeah, boring week. Anyway, enough about me.
Okay.
It's too boring.
You know what? This is why you were the number one master roaster at the Keith and the Girl Roast. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, oh my God, Bianca. Everyone was like, oh, the whole heads exploded. It was so, it's like.
People started acting like their internet was out. They're unplugging shit. They're like, nah, too much. I didn't expect this.
And for those who are not listening to Q&A, you don't get to enjoy Bianca's jokes just now as much as we did. I mean, they're still funny on their own somehow. They really are. But oh my God, just listen to one Q&A. Please do yourself a favor.
I love you, Newsy. I admire your bravery.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, I have a message from Newsy. Thank you, Newsy. Clicker.
Okay, last week on Keith and the Girl, that's what we're here for.
Let's get serious.
Enough is enough, okay? This episode is brought to you by Rod, these shoes. Rod, these shoes. I've seen these things. I've tried them. I live in them. They go with fancy. They go with casual. You can throw them in the washer. And so use our code. And today we're sponsored by Rod, these shoes.
Okay.
Rod personally writes you a handwritten note, includes it in your delivery with every pair. And again, they are made from rotted organic fruit. Rod, these shoes.
How do they go in the washer? What is the science behind that, seeing as how it's rotten fruit?
Oh, they're single use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you could throw them in the washer.
Why not?
Right.
You know, you want to live a little.
Right.
Episode 3539, the nicest title ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me, Bianca. I'm a detective.
Yes.
I have my magnifying glass. The case of the week of the missing guests. Now, We have no guest here.
That was planned.
Planned. Okay. Were they an asshole?
Yes. We have attitudes sometimes.
Yeah, you guys, the title I thought was really interesting and, you know, came from obviously a really, you know, one of those conversations that I'm sure you have to have sort of periodically as, you know, a media person, where the title of a previous show was called like No One Gets Out Alive. And somebody wrote in and was like, remember when everybody got shot in the supermarket? And you were like, yeah, but we essentially didn't even know about that when we were, you know, saying this. So like, how can a phrase automatically just take on something, you know? Yeah. And I thought it was a really good discussion. I liked how you guys settled it.
Yes, we said, huh? Stop watching the fucking blood videos then.
Seriously.
It is interesting that people are so much more quick to hit the video where you're actually watching people die and then are triggered by the audio version of people discussing it and the feelings behind it.
Yeah, as soon as we talk about it, take a break, you know, but you'll turn on the whole video. Where's it going to go now? Oops, another dead. Where's it going to go now? Well, actually, you saw the tally in the headline, but there's another one.
Yeah. It's a very awful situation, though, and that just the way that the shooter was like, oh, I'm definitely not crazy.
Yeah.
I want you to know, like, this makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, this is premeditated, and I even wrote a book about it. I've had time to think about it. It's also the wording of I was, what did he use? I was
indoctrinated or radicalized, right?
Radicalized.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Xerxes after the show and I was like, did you hear about the shooter? He said, he admitted that he wanted to do a racist thing. Like it was very, and he said he was radicalized during COVID. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, he was bored. And I was going to finish my sentence because that's what he says. He's like, I got bored and I got radicalized. I go, he was bored. And so Xerxes goes, racist now. I was bored. And he was like, I never, like, that's what happens when you're bored. You just
like putting hot sauce on your eggs, you know, like they're just eggs, but then you need a,
you know what?
Little excitement.
Very good comparison.
Does health wise, do you not ride the subway? Or are you taking the subway sometimes now?
I do take it sometimes, fully masked. The numbers are going up, so I'm not really. And I'm also dealing with this virus that's causing viral thyroiditis, famously. So I'm just kind of laying low.
Does it make you more nervous about the subway personally that yesterday there was the fourth subway homicide in New York City this year? Are the numbers getting to you? They're starting to get to me, this fourth one. I'm like, holy shit. I mean, see a guy pacing. I'm leaving now.
And sometimes if someone's standing too close to the platform, I do have to turn around and walk away until I can't see them anymore because I get very nervous that they're going to slip and fall off. If I'm on a roof with people and I see people getting too close to the edge,
right.
I'm either going to have to say something or I'm going to have to leave because I can't like handle that stress.
I always think somebody's going to push. Like if I get too close to the edge, I'm looking around to see that no one's close enough that while I'm there, they just push because they're having a break in their sanity.
But sometimes people just stand like right on that yellow strip edge with the bumpy, you know, texture on the floor. Their toes are like hanging off the edge and they're looking at their phone directly in front of their face. That scares me more than, you know, because if I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, then sure, I'm going to get killed, but that could happen anywhere.
You ever have a shady person that you're like, oh, I know, I'm ready, I'm about to get stabbed. And they go like, let's say, do you know what time it is? Then I go take out my phone and I'm like, all right, this is where they stab me and take the phone. And I'm like, oh, it's this time. And they go, thank you, and leave. Do you ever think, are they thinking in their head like, oh, that was nice? Because I do know I look fucking shady. So that feels good.
Yeah, I've had the experience of like a sort of an egotistical, maybe unhoused person who's like trying to teach you a lesson.
Right.
like the white homeless who invade Tompkins Square Park every summer. Mm. And you walk by and they're like, can I have a cigarette? See, you wouldn't give me a cigarette, right. You bougie bitch. It's like, I was just reaching in to give you a cigarette.
Because you think I don't respect my health, bitch.
Yeah. Whoa. That's why I liked on a recent show you were saying, when you don't have change for someone, you go, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
I cry if I could.
Until they go like, oh, it's okay. Right, I'll just be on my way.
You'll stay
alive.
They
give you a quarter.
Yeah,
No, I really don't.
They give me a quarter and it's implied they will keep me alive today.
I don't like the positioning of right outside the ATM because sure. I can't give you
a 20. Give you a $20 bill. Mm. Yeah, I'm more of a Keith, but I try and do it. I try and be as sincere as I can. I try to make nice eye contact, say, I'm so sorry I can't help today. I hope you have a good day. You know, something
meet
like
me
that.
Tomorrow in Bryant Park. Right. I'll be in the West.
And by the way, I'm so sorry that it turns out I live here and I'm going to pass you every single day. I'm so sorry. I go into the store for milk. I leave, spend $30. I didn't buy milk. I mean, don't go by me. I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry, but I don't want to.
Right.
I gave it the office.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, you guys talked about speaking of subway people, mm-hmm. subway agitators, to say the least. Frank James and R. Kelly are friends in jail.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is a 2022 headline. Right. Isn't that so, like, of all the gin joints, you know?
Right. We know these guys, yeah.
Are they both like, well, we both just have to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess nobody would have any friends. So they're like, okay. Hair's different. We're animals in hair. Let's just, sit and eat and talk and joke.
Or maybe nobody else will be friends with them. And so they're like, just you and me, buddy.
Right.
Wow.
It'd be funny. The subway shooter goes, oh, that's R. Kelly? Fucking gross.
I'm trapped in this cage. Yeah. But so are you. We suck my dick. I will not too.
Real talk. And then the poll, of course, was about cinema.
It was about fine cinema.
Fine cinema.
Where, it was very, what's the word? Interesting to me that I kind of didn't know there was going to be a Top Gun 2. And I don't have regular TV now for the most part. I don't, but I think the whole world would know about a Top Gun 2. Bianca, did you know there was a Top Gun 2?
I did, but I have to admit I have been watching regular TV because I watch the NBA and it's the playoffs. Right. And so I have every single commercial memorized that they play.
Right. But those ads don't come.
State Farm is there. Yeah. You know, all the greats. But yeah, the Top Gun trailer is playing a lot.
It doesn't come in your feed, Hunda, the Top Gun trailer?
No. Huh. I asked Xerxes after the show. Did you know there was a Top Gun 2? He goes, no. Amazing. I haven't followed gay porn yet.
I feel like Top Gun 2, that'd be like, did you know about Top Gun 2 is in like a sociopath test. I'm just very surprised.
Should you be surprised?
Yeah.
Should you be?
We
have tickets to a show called Silent Trailers. You're still surprised?
No, I know. I'm just saying there's other people like you because I'm looking at the poll results. Did you know there was a new Top Gun movie coming out? 25% did not.
I love you, 25.
That's funny to me.
Honestly do think, though, Keith, like, to Hemda's credit, not that she needs it,
right.
But there's a lot of there's not a lot of publicity for it, like outside of your algorithm. Like the only reason why I'm seeing the trailer is because I'm watching these TV channels. It's not in any of my feeds, like of my BS, you know, urban white lady thing. Like it's they're not showing it to me.
Okay. I haven't seen posters around the city. You know, they're movie posters and stuff.
I think we've gotten to a point of like targeted advertising where they know you go to the movies a lot, so they're just going to show you anything related to
that. And they're not going to fuck with him. That's like, there's not a chance.
Exactly. We have the data on him, and it's a pass. Cost us too much money to press send on the email.
Well, Keith, do you have in your feed, do you have yoga retreats filling up your possibly like intense or glamping or
not per
some
se?
Kind of
no,
meditation,
but I,
quiet.
But you typed that stuff in. Feed, so I didn't. You typed that stuff in. I didn't type in, you know, airplanes.
But you never type in like what time is this movie? Because I never do.
I mean, I guess I do look up movie times.
Never. I never go. What time is this movie happening?
Right.
Okay, and so the poll results were...
But 25% said, no, I didn't know there's a movie. 75% walk around in this world aware.
Yeah. Huh, you know, people are
buddies.
Different.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Queer as folk.
And episode 3540, we must move on to Hollywood Vampires and...
The Silver Screen!
Oscar! Hey. It's so important. It's not movies. It's film. It's cinema. Martin Scorsese, Citizen Kane. All the shit that you don't understand. We're doing cinema verite. We're doing post-pop intellectuals.
That one was hard to dance to, but...
Movies, but they're... thinking it makes them smart, but they're really just watching movies and sometimes they're good.
Yep.
And the Silver Screen.
I should say that to Craig. Craig, you know you're still just watching movies, right? When he says, like, I'm dumb for not getting men.
Some people need to hear that, honestly.
Yeah, I think
they're
you're
like,
right.
Have you watched Mad Men?
Like, you know it's TV, right?
Do you think I want to yawn for 40 hours in a row? No, I don't. Yeah. I have things to do. I have things on my... I have errands to run.
I slap your ass. I tell you to go get me some coffee. I'm like, am I close, bitch?
But the set design.
It's an office.
Mid-century modern furniture. Okay.
Yeah, get out of
town. Give me a break.
Yeah, fly or something.
So this episode,
I thought
was...
Mad Men was amazing in the first two seasons. I don't know how many seasons. After a while, I'm like, okay, we get it. He gets out of everything. It's very annoying and it's predictable. But the first season, the second, maybe the third, I can't keep track of things.
You're literally saying what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. You're agreeing.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Maybe I'm not smart enough for film. I get it.
I'm looking up the number of seasons. They had seven. That's how much Kendall loved it. She stopped at two.
No. I saw a bunch of them. I saw until they got to like the 60s.
Okay.
And then it started getting redundant with him like, oh, he's almost losing everything in his life. But it turns out he gets everything that he wants all at once every time. Yeah.
Again, you're agreeing with me.
Great. I like agreeing
with you. And I love it. I just love it. I love that we're on the same page. So the poll was about the silver screen.
Do you understand the power of the silver screen? And that came in regards to me questioning if Henda even did.
And I said no on the poll because I understand that I don't know it.
I don't even know what the fuck
thought
he's
I did.
Talking about.
I'm fucking crying at everything. I've been crying at movies since I was a kid, but maybe I don't understand the power.
I said that it came from, I believe, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. And I think Johnny Depp... only, you know, did this. He's the one who insisted on cameras. Even if he looks like half a douche, he think it's going to be the best way, if not the only way, to be loved by society so that he can be back on the silver screen. And, you know, for lack of a better word, sometimes people do get canceled. And if you're a Louis C.K., no, it's not the worst life he's having. He just won a Grammy. He definitely could sell out shows still, but it's not the silver screen. And that's a bigger deal. Johnny Depp can be back on TV in a heartbeat even before this trial. But there's something about the silver screen and what people at home pretend they can handle. And they don't need poison in front of something so magical as literally the silver screen. So did that make sense to people? 30% said yes. I do understand the power of the silver screen. 70% are like, I guess I write no.
Wow. Okay.
Speaking of stars of the silver screen, mm-hmm. we have Ezra Miller.
Yes.
Who is
amazing.
Non-binary transgender.
Oh, shit. There he is. Okay.
There they are.
Right. Sorry.
I really like the idea of like memorizing things just to spout them off in moments of crisis.
But then you know, like it doesn't work.
Moments of crisis all the time. Like I had to memorize all these rules because I know I'm gonna have to come against it all the time.
You know who knows the amendments too well? Weirdos and creeps. So the same people that know the legal age in different states. It's weird.
Oh my God, I know. And even not the amendments or rules or anything, you just start going into like 47 years ago, our fathers, blah, blah, blah.
I said four score. Oh, that didn't work. I'm a magician, a musician, or something. No. Okay. Ninth Amendment. Did that take? No. Okay. Fourth Amendment. Okay.
They're like, ma'am, can you step aside? We will go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are, ma'am. But because they are hot, man, we just need to see your ID before you come inside. Ask not what you can do for your country, whatever it is.
There was more than one gunman.
Oh, and then just everything in that soundbite, him being like, that piece of trash on the floor represents my soul and my ingenuity as an artist. And if you take it away from me, I will be thoroughly and absolutely destroyed and devastated as a human being. So please do not touch my belongings.
What is your name and badge number? Johnson 2846. Oh shit. It usually ends right there. God damn it.
That person is assaulting me and is a Nazi.
Okay, sounds good. So you'll be in the back of their car. Okay.
Assaulting a Nazi. Please put the handcuffs in front of me because the nerve endings in my hands are triggered by being behind my back. And I'm a musician and I cannot suffer any further nerve damage to my hands. I have trauma. Like, honestly, I gotta say, it's not the worst method.
Because next thing you know, you're at your cell. You know, and once you're settled in, you're kind of more in control, it feels like.
The chaos defense. Yes. Just misdirect with chaos.
It would be funny. The cops went, obviously being silly. Oh, behind the back hurts. We're going to tell. We have to keep it on for now, but let's tell the detectives. Behind the back is very uncomfortable. Because we make them sit on their back. So think about that.
Can you fill out this user survey while you're waiting to be fingerprinted? Just let us know how we're doing.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to send a support ticket to, we're going to escalate this to the sergeant and see if we can get an answer. You also talked about Selma Blair,
mm-hmm.
you know, writing a memoir and saying about biting people, which I was excited for her memoir, actually, because I know she has multiple sclerosis and she... Yeah. is a really big advocate for, like, you know, chronic illness people. But if your chronic illness is
doesn't involve
other
having
people,
your blood drawn.
No. I just think, like, I mean, haven't you met, like, not to generalize,
well,
but
sure.
the sort of theater kids who are like so excitable and like jumping, bopping around, doing bits, and then all of a sudden they're like biting each other.
I don't know if I went that far, but the theater kid, the excitable theater kids, yes. And a lot of times they're doing like plays against, you know, this kind of abuse and like bringing awareness to this. And it's like you get around their cuddle circus, all of a sudden, circus. And, you know, they have their head in my lap. And I'm like, I don't remember consenting to this. I don't know how this would feel comfortable. And it's like, oh no, they're coming with love. And it's like they're groping you because they're so used to being around each other and comfortable in like these spaces that they forget that you're not.
You want to get laid. Like, the theater's the place, right? I'm not even talking about the Great White Way. I'm talking about just your regular run of the mill, you know, group of 10 off in the Broadway, basement. You're fucking
off Broadway.
Right.
High school production. They're all fucking.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like biting someone though is like that cuddle circle vibe plus alcohol and drugs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Plus like celebrity and success. Like I'm connecting with you. It's visceral. We need to touch. I need to put your finger in my mouth and chomp it.
Right.
I'm just so excited.
Maybe she wrote like a normal book and then they're like, I know Selma, but we need something. It's like, I talked about drugs and alcohol. Selma, that's a fact. That's every celebrity has that. We need some. I bite celebrities. Ah! But I'm embarrassed by it. Ah!
So, Selma, what sets you apart? I can do balloon animals. Nah, that's not going to play. I bite people? What an absolute... You know,
what do you think? Is it just being like, I don't know, I guess it's just being entitled, right? Is it a pretty girl thing? Is it drugs?
No, I really do think it's like that type of energy of like overexcited, over familiar people.
And then you added like fame and, maybe also drugs and alcohol. There's like a whirlwind of excitable. This gets me excitable. This gets me excitable. Mm. Now I'm just. It's a ball of energy.
It's like Tom Cruise jumping on the couch. Right. It's like, that same vibe to me. Like, whoa.
Do people still know about the Tom Cruise couch thing? Or is this like...
Oh, my God.
Is this a reference that... No, I'm really
curious. If you keep talking about it, you're going to find out about Top Gun in no time. So careful what you say.
I agree with you because I had an experience last week that shook me to my core and had me questioning... everything in my life, which is I started working with a trainer so that I can get buff and yoked and strong. And I thought he was younger than me, but I didn't realize how much younger. He said he was watching that show Candy and asked if I was watching it on Hulu, I think.
Okay.
And I said, no, I haven't watched it, but I've seen the trailers and it's nice to see Jessica Biel looking a little ugly, I guess. Mm. And like, you know, a little joke because she's so beautiful. And he was like, yeah, what is she from besides I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
Oh, wow. Mm.
And I was like, oh, you know, the show Seventh Heaven.
And he's like, oh, all the shows I know, that they're pedophiles yet.
Yeah, he never heard of Seventh Heaven or the movie Summer Catch starring Jessica Biel. Mm. And I was like, okay, so now knowing who Jessica Biel is makes you old?
This is interesting because I'm bringing it back to BoJack again, where Jessica Biel plays Jessica Biel and she's at the Starbucks and they're like, well, what's your name? And she goes, Jessica Biel, and they're like, and she goes, from this movie, from that, okay, from the girl who got naked originally from Seventh Heaven. Oh, that's you. So she's been having to prove where she's from for a while.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, it was a chilling moment in my life.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Is candy good? What's candy? I remember the movie Candy. Very heart-wrenching.
Not romantic.
No. Very heroin-ish.
Jessica Biel is having an affair with it's like suburban.
No more. Thank you. Thank you. No spoilers. Got it. I just needed to know the essence of the show.
That's in the trailer.
Well, I'm not going to watch that.
So you don't want it spoiled because you're not going to watch it?
She doesn't know where it's at, but somehow she's going to see it.
I just need to know, in general, what kind of show are we watching? And that's all. I already forgot what you said. There's a suburb. We're good. Maybe I'll watch it.
She loves suburb shows.
Okay.
It could be murder. It doesn't matter. Like a nice suburb. Sure. It's its own cinematography.
Sure. It's the bronze screen, you know. It's the pewter screen. Right. Okay, moving on.
Yes.
3,541, criminology. Mm-hmm. And again, no guests to be found.
So that was deliberate too, but it was the second show, Wednesday's show, that we did have a guest planned.
Okay.
Didn't speak to me. Didn't show up. What I find interesting is, we try with you, and then we send you emails and phone calls and all this, but okay, you missed that whole section. Never heard back. That's what's interesting to me. Are you too? So, what's your theory, Kanda? Do people get too embarrassed?
I wonder. Like they kind of get paralyzed with, I fucked up so much. I don't even know what to write. I was supposed to be somewhere. I don't know.
Just hope, do you go, oh, I'll never be able to be on Keith and the Girl because I'm too embarrassed to try? Or do you think I'll try again a year from now?
Someone who it would have been their first time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to say who?
I don't know. Let her earn it. She has to earn the right for us to say it.
It's not necessary. I don't think it's necessary to dog people out for that. And also, you just end up bringing up their name for no reason.
Was it the first time that they've had a missed thing with you, or have you been trying to schedule them for a while?
No, everything went smooth. Got in touch. We have a system now where all the dates are sent and you literally get to pick it, then fill out a form, and then you get your invite. You get an email saying hey, you picked the date. Then you get an email saying, hey, this is the invite with the link. Then the day of, if you're not showing up, we text and or call you. And then we
send a candygram
so you don't go in the middle.
And then we have to kick you out.
Wow. Okay. Right. Good to know how it works. I mean, yeah, I don't know why. I mean, maybe she's dead. In a coma.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading all these deaths. Right. It's going to catch up to me someday.
Yeah. That's what I would always say when I was dating and someone didn't text me back. I would just assume that they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
makes you feel better a little bit.
Yeah, because I can't follow up. They're dead.
I don't see what else would happen.
They must have died.
Of course.
Okay, and criminology is where we're at. Mm-hmm. Planned, no guests. Mm-hmm. Just another good old-fashioned Keith and Hemda chit-chat episode. Talking current events, talking perhaps touching on the intimate details of your lives. Hemda went to the movies twice. That was big topic. I've been wanting to see that movie so bad, but again, the numbers are on the rise.
Nobody's in these movie theaters and everywhere all the time, ironically.
That's what made us feel comfortable. I'm not saying that, I feel comfortable everything everywhere all at once, but no one was in the theater, not buying popcorn, not getting a ticket, not in the movies. Yeah.
I lived near one of those Nighthawk movie theaters. Have you heard of these?
The one with the food and service. I want to go to that, but that's too close because that's such a small theater.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can look at the seating chart and see what's selected, and I tried for a matinee on Saturday, but it was all full at 3:30.
That's different because that's such a full outing as a movie, because you have a table, you have waiter service. Mm-hmm. It's more like a a very intimate, and it's a small theater. So I really wanted to watch it in that kind of theater because I love that experience, but I knew there's no way that people are not going to fill that up.
Did they know not to bring food when, like, there's going to be 3 or 4 minutes of action or important dialogue? Do they know to wait?
Like, do they check run key?
Honestly,
I doubt it. Yeah.
Not really. You wouldn't like it.
Right. Move. Right. It's important now. Car's flipping somewhere. Let's find out where it goes to.
They sort of bend over and scurry around like little rats.
Okay.
Yeah, but they probably do that thing that we do pretending that we're ducking under anything, right, but really we're just walking like a velociraptor. Like, just like, this makes me invisible.
Like when you pretend
that's
you're
a dinosaur.
Because you know Jurassic Park. When you pretend to walk faster through a crosswalk so you don't piss off the cars, but you're going the same.
Totally the same. Yep, you're ducking, but you're not. Right.
My dad taught me how to do that. He's like, just pump your arms. Just pump them as if you're running. And you can go even slower than you were. You just
have to say you acknowledge it. That's all.
It's appreciated. It's like, oh, shit, my bad. I'm an asshole. Completely an asshole. Still an asshole. Okay, yeah. I'm on the sidewalk. You're trying to go. Sorry.
If you pump your arms and do a thank you wave, that's...
You're in Miss America.
That's my dad in a nutshell.
That's what I do to when homeless ask for stuff so I don't get hurt. Yeah, just pump my arms, little wave. So sorry.
I'm so sorry. okay, you talked about Martin Shkreli.
Yes.
The Shkrelster.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend... Okay, I remember, I think it was New York Magazine, if you want to check it out. There was this huge in-depth article about her, like, giving up her whole life to fall in love with Martin Shkreli while he was in prison.
Nobody's checking on her?
And that was before he dumped her, because I think the article coming out is what caused him to get so upset. But
if that was your friend, you wouldn't go like, hey, you all right? What's going on?
I mean, they had to have, right?
Or you have no friends. No one's saying this fucking dude.
No, but you can't tell anybody anything, Hamdo, when they're in love.
I know,
you know that.
I wouldn't even be able to look at you. I get it. I've been in love with monsters. I fully get it. This is like, this is the monster of monsters.
Yeah, I mean, but anything is going to just sound like a plot or like, oh, well, they don't understand because they only see the headlines.
When you brought that up about the friend say something, I honestly thought you were going to say it from the angle of, why are you dumping her? Einstein, like, she's not bad looking. Why do you wait till you find somebody better? What don't you like? You know?
Oh, no. No, he's not making any right decision. He's an asshole. So go ahead and dump someone, take on someone. Like, he's fine.
I don't think he ever even liked her. He just, like, constantly needs somebody to be taking advantage of or trolling. It's like, seems like it's part of his pathology.
Oh, it's got to be a scam of some kind going on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so then it's like he sort of, you know, manipulated her into doing whatever he wanted her to do while he was in prison. But then as soon as she became independent, you know, got interviewed for this article about it and it became public, he no longer had control over her. So
he did her a favor. I mean, I know that it's probably so painful, but what a favor. Ugh.
But even like We Remain Friends makes me want to barf.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you?
It's just like, oh, sweetie, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you even be able to be friends with somebody like that? I guess it's easy to say no because she would then do other stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Where I'd be like, but anyway, if that's the only thing that was wrong about you, could I even still be your friend? That would be so fucking weird. I'd have to give off some kind of vibe like you don't get to talk about him during lunch.
Yes, I think I could still be your friend, but I also have issues. But But I can, because it's the time to be that person's friend. It's the time to remain that person's friend, to show them what a friendship actually is, and not to get mad that they've been sucked into a circle of devastation. It is the time to be on that person's side. Just listening, not agreeing. You don't have to co-sign anything, but yeah, just listen. Just be a bud.
Yeah, I
just
guess like I'm never going to be able to see her at her best, I suppose.
Just like in the very beginning of this episode, Keith says, you're under arrest, and Hamda says, right. How can I help
you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah, I think I would just have to take the route of, you can't talk about this at lunch.
Right.
Well, you know, I disagree with you on this, so we're just going to agree to disagree.
Let's talk politics.
Your favorite. Yeah.
But does Hamas have a point?
Have you heard the price of this AIDS medicine has gone up? $50?
Anyway, let's talk music. Wu-Tang. Oh, I mean, let's.
Exactly. And then finally, for this episode, you talked about the professional baby namer.
Yes.
And that was the poll, as I recall.
Yeah, the poll was, did you need professional help to name your baby? And I don't know if we have cowards or people really didn't need help, but nobody says yes. They needed professional help to name a baby.
Hold on, they did it on their own.
But I've heard some bad fucking names, in all fairness.
I checked Reddit. On Reddit, two people said yes.
They're more honest on Reddit, and I'm ashamed of our forums. From now on, all poll results come from the Reddit. Come on.
How many people said it on Reddit?
Two.
Two. Two said yes.
Like.
But tell me your kid's name. Are you afraid I'm going to steal it? Mm. Is that like giving me asking for your Netflix password?
No, but maybe when they say, I mean, the word professional is very.
It means money.
Important in this poll.
Yeah.
It means, did you exchange money for a baby name? This doesn't count if, like, your friend suggested it, your niece suggested it. You heard someone scream in the grocery store, Kira, get the fuck over here.
Which is, like, if you got it from Seinfeld and you named your kid Seven. Not the same.
Right.
Or Pepsi, no.
That's how my uncle named one of his daughters. He heard someone yell in the grocery store, Kira, get the fuck over here.
That's great. Like,
that's a nice name.
And it was even when you yelled, it's pretty.
It is a nice name. And a lot of different languages can say it. I always think, like, you know, Hamda, you can't say it in the U.S. Keith, you can't say it in multiple other countries. So Kira. Like, there's so many. Everyone could say Kira.
Bianca is pretty good for global travel.
That's true.
Yeah. My friend Zoe, not a chance anywhere.
No.
Especially South America. They just say Joey. Whatever.
Hamda's only good for, like, one area of the world.
My parents' house, and we don't talk. So did you need professional help? 0% said yes. 25% said no. 75% of the forums, no baby over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they never had, luckily they never had to deal with it, it sounds like.
I want to know, if to those saying yes on Reddit, if you could please just tell me how much. Like, was it $5 and you were seeing one of those, like, you know, fortune tellers on the street?
Because, again, they have to know they were giving you a name and has to know you were giving them the money. You've seen movies, The Wire, they're wearing a wire and they're like, get them to say this. Not if you went on somebody's OnlyFans and jerked off to this person, but liked their name and took it, but you paid them money. That's different still.
It's different.
I just want to be clear.
You come up with that so fast.
Well, okay, I could see stealing a name. Like, sure. I mean, they have hot names over there.
He's in the multiverse.
There's like X's where, like, vowels should be. It's a very cool name.
I mean, I think this woman is absolutely crushing it. She's an icon. She's a legend. She's getting rich off this. Mm-hmm. What a scam.
And you know what her name is? Yeah.
Good for all countries.
And I also think, like,
oh my God, I have an aunt named Bracha. That's close to what you do.
There's and this
I'm
ant,
not kidding.
And there's the dude from Mortal Kombat with the spikes for hands. Yeah,
it means blessing. It's very common.
The idea that like somebody would have so much money and they'd be like, "I'm so stressed. Like,
yeah, one more
I've
thing.
So much to do. I need a God. I need to delegate."
You know how
I dry cleaning. I'll drop it off. I'll get somebody to clean the house. I'll pay this woman to name my baby. Like, what?
I hope I don't get it on her last day. You know, when she kind of phones it in or
like,
or
what
throws
are you
the fries
doing
at me
all day? Yeah. What are you doing all day that you can't think of this? You know, I don't get it.
I bet the party planner or name plan, whatever the fuck this is. I bet she's like, I'm really having a hassle of a parent today. I already gave three fucking names.
Just,
I gotta bring out another contract. I gotta start making contracts. Three names, nothing registers.
Do old school. Do like the first name in the phone book and just name your kid Aardvark and move on.
Right. See what you get. That's only $200. Are you next in the list? And you guys stick with it.
Oh boy. I just think this woman must be so charming.
Right.
And I'd love to meet her. And if she's listening, give me a call.
There you go.
My name is Bianca.
I have
works
some
on multiple levels.
You can respect me. Like she can't, you know, it's hard to separate what she does for a living and meeting people in real life. Like, oh, that's unfortunate.
She's like, Bianca, let me write that down. Not for what you're thinking. For right, my own right. personal ends.
Right. Now, from now, like if I met her, I'd be like, hi, I'm Chemda TM.
Right.
She's like, hi, I'm Chemda, 10% to use it.
She's like,
yeah,
good.
What's the licensing agreement for Bianca? Okay, moving on to some of the bonus content. We have last week on Keith and the Girl, episode 192 with Rod and Karen. Mm-hmm. I remain obsessed, I remain addicted, they remain iconic, they remain amazing.
Did you see the description was a poem?
The description was
amazing.
I would say it's a poem or perhaps even a rap. I was hearing it as a rap.
Right.
But is that racist just because Rod's black?
I maybe. Honestly, I don't even know what color he is. So, okay, this I still
Keith, you should know he's black.
Well, I don't look at people's eyes either. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
The title of his show is The Black Guy.
It could be like ironic. I don't know.
He's
a woman
know,
on the
so.
Show. I mean, what the fuck do I know?
I see.
If I fucked up, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's systemic,
right.
honestly.
Then you bow.
It is part of the brand. They do make us rap as a guest on their show to start it. And I'm always like, I am going to do better this time. And I never do.
They do? They make you freestyle?
No, not freestyle, no. We have lyrics and it's a... classic songs that I butcher. It's just, I'm going to try to sing it next time, break the system.
They try to get me to do it. I go, I wasn't raised properly. And then she has to do it.
He wasn't raised properly, but he can do it on the beat, but not really, but neither can I. Okay, hi, I'm Chemda.
There you go, by accident. Just let it flow next time.
My name is Chemda, and I'm here to say it's fun to rap. In a podcasting way.
Oh.
You guys talked. It got a little hot and heavy this episode. Everybody broke out their freaking penis toys.
Sorry, that wasn't your week.
Like, oh, mine's just a sleeve. Mine looks like a Cuisinart. This is how I touch my penis. This is how I touch my.
Where are you going to go to find this information? Yeah. Finally, I met somebody.
Oh, you got a discount on it. That's great news. Oh, but the auto blow AI was too intense. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Consumer Reports is what we do.
Buyer beware. Yeah. You know, some of these things aren't worth the hype.
Some of these things aren't returnable. So you're welcome for this service.
And Keith, you're like doing a freaking unboxing. You take it out. You like take it apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, maybe if I just use the inner sleeve. And Rod is like, I can't do too much.
I'll love it too much.
Or get too hot.
What's weird, because if you jerk off with the sleeve, then you take the sleeve away and you're not looking, it feels like your dick is so small because it was just so big because there's a sleeve on it. It's fucking weird, unless my sleeve's just so big because it goes into something mechanical. It's a whole thing. I don't know how I feel.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, when it looks like your dick's smaller, you're like, what? I just wiped my vagina and now this?
That's what Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really, this is the first time I've ever heard of,
yeah, you only hear
heard men talk about what sex toys they're trying.
Thank you.
In like, a, you know, just very straight to the point yeah. way.
It's called being evolved.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Thank you.
You've heard how many blowjobs I gave this week.
It was a boring week for you, but for me, it was a little mind blowing.
Okay. I love those guys. I love getting catched up with them mm-hmm. and the enthusiasm. Such a great, great show. As is Q&A, which this week was very long, very thorough. Mm-hmm. We got through all of it. Very funny, down the throat. Which
his
is
titles are very special.
It's just where the cum goes because it tastes bad. So it has to bypass the tongue in order for it to be manageable.
Just to not deal with it, at first I put it under my tongue with the taste buds. Then a lot of head shaking.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. I honor it. I honor it. The life experience mm-hmm. And I'm getting into it now and expect me to have more blowjob stories
okay.
next week.
Interesting.
Also I think Newsy is so brave to like just talk about everything and
everywhere all at once,
admit like he has a crush on Adam Brown and has yes. for a long time. Like, that's so cool to me, legitimately, like, to just be able to be honest about what you're doing and what you fantasize about and, like, what your fears are around that person finding out, but it still doesn't keep you from sharing it. It seems like a magic power to me.
Yeah, and everybody wants to be wanted, so it's win-win-win.
I know. Gosh. And Adam, I hope, did you tell Adam?
It didn't come up.
No.
But he does listen, so he'll catch up also. It could be a nice surprise. I'm not sure how to play it, you know.
Did it come down the throat?
Hello.
Can we get an update when you get an update, Keith?
Sure.
Thank you.
And then something that made me laugh in a real meta way in this episode was Keith just like Newsy describing the BB King menu test to you, the fake answers you said, and you submitting new fake answers and then cracking up when you heard the old answers that you said.
Like, I was right. Yeah.
This is the beauty of Q&A because you're like able to sort of go back and guess at what your reactions were. And usually they're dead on. Right. Like he's like, you said that exactly word for word. Or it's just something that makes you're like, I am funny,
he
you
goes,
know?
Like, he goes, a shallot, what did you write? And I'm like, did I write like an onion ? And he goes, no, that sounds like you too. But you said where somebody skis. And I'm like, that's even better. Yeah. That's even better.
And when for Yukon Potatoes, you said back then, this one I actually don't know.
I'm not going to lie.
So funny.
I did a stop. I was walking down the street. I did a big stop and like a bend over laughing at that one. That made me laugh a lot.
I was losing it. Can we remind everybody that is from Keith's book, The Great American Novel? It's in audio form, ebook reader. We can send it directly from here where he signs it if you want. Just let us know you want it signed. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. It's called The Great American Novel. You can get all versions of it.
But I still like it. I still like it.
That's well, great. It cracked you up the other day.
Yeah, see? There's the proof.
Yukon Gold Potatoes.
That's that one I can't get.
That's a stumper.
Can we go back to Juniper, the fourth planet from the sun?
That was so good.
That was really good, too. That was really funny. All right. And that was last week. Any final thoughts from my two great guests?
I have a final thought that why don't we reveal the name of the guests that are coming up in the next Silent Trailers here first.
Oh my God, it's an exclusive. Let's go.
We have June 11th, and you all listening here will have a ticket for this. June 11th, Nick Turner. Sharon Paul. Joe Firestone,
okay. Clever, quirky, and adventure.
Chris Mancini,
that guy knows movies.
That is everyone, June 11th.
Keith, any final thoughts?
Fuck them.
And for me, just want to remind everyone, my birthday is June 2nd.
Okay, good to know.
I'm turning 34 against all odds. That is so close to 35, you could almost touch it.
And if you forget when that is, it's my half birthday.
It's Hemda's half birthday, so we're cosmically linked. So whatever you give me, give her half as much of it.
That's fair.
And we end with a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bianca. Happy birthday to you and many more. Keep the girl.